Now, it wouldn't be Site Village if I didn't come over and say hello to Julie Davis from Ultra Kane. Hello, Julie.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon, good day, whatever time it is.
I think it's still morning.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I do breakfast shows, so I don't know what time of the day it is at any time of the day. Ultra Kane is still here, still going strong?
It is. It's going stronger than ever. We're doing a lot more work now overseas in Europe and also a lot more exports to other countries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're working with in partnership with Guide Dogs and also with Lions International. And we've seen a huge growth in sales to Lions International, both in Europe and over in the USA as well. So we've had actually quite a good year since I last saw you last year.
Yeah. Now, I have to ask you this because, you know, we know what this is, we know it's great, but, you know, there are people sitting at home saying, what's he talking about? What's Ultra Kane?
The Ultra Kane is an electronic long white cane. So people who already use a long white cane will be familiar with our product. But it's a long white cane with a difference because it uses vibrations to warn people of obstacles in their path and also at chest and head height. So as you're walking with the Ultra Kane, within 2 meters of you, it'll start to let you know that there is something ahead, which then gives you time to locate it exactly and then be able to find a safe way around it rather than walking into it as you would do with a standard long white cane.
I've said previously that I think it's that middle ground between going down the route of having a guide dog and using a white cane.
It is and it isn't. We're finding actually that a lot of people now who use guide dogs are able to use the Ultra Kane long white cane far easier than at somebody who is a long cane user. And we also find that people with guide dogs will actually purchase an Ultra Kane because it's doing a similar thing to what their guide dog is doing. So they're used to that, you know, walking around obstacles instead of walking into obstacles. We find we have to do a lot more training with long cane users for them to be able to be accustomed to avoiding obstacles. We find that even though the Ultra Kane is warning them that there is something ahead, they still have that habitual thing of wanting to walk into it because that's what they've always done with a long cane.
So because the natural thing is you find an obstacle, you find your way around the obstacle using the cane.
Yeah, and also they want to identify what the obstacle is. So they may want to just touch it and think, oh, it's a chair, or oh, it's the dustbin, or, you know, it's a lamppost. Or if they already know their route, they will know what obstacles they will get to as they're walking down the street. But even with the Ultra Kane, when we're doing route walks with people, when we're doing training, we will identify what the obstacle is to them. So they'll, you know, we'll say, oh, well, that's actually the post box, and we'll say, oh yeah, that's my local post box, I know where that is. So then they understand, you know, although there's a post box there, you don't have to walk into it unless you want to put something into the letterbox. So it's and that's why training to us is always useful. I absolutely love training with people because as soon as they start using the Ultra Kane, they get it straight away. They realize, oh, okay, I don't have to walk into that bus stop anymore or that lamppost anymore. But you'll still find that people, long cane users in particular, will want to walk into something because that's what they've been taught to do. So it's a little bit of unlearning for them.
Yeah, I love that you bring technology to the white cane. Yes. I think that's great.
It is, and I love working with people as well. You know, I love to see the difference in them. As soon as they understand how the Ultra Kane works, and it's that sort of eureka moment for them when they realise, oh my gosh, I don't have to walk into anything anymore. And I can see that instantly in their faces as I'm training them, and then I know I've absolutely done my job and I've got it right, and I know they'll be safe after that. So I enjoy the training part of it as well as the technology part of it as well.
Yeah, that's a great piece of kit. Just remind us again, how much does it cost?
It is £635.
Okay, so it's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap, and we haven't actually brought the price down at all. But then again, if you look at all the sort of, you know, electronic devices that are on the market, especially for blind and visually impaired people, it's a very small market. It's not as if we're selling thousands and thousands of iPhones, for instance. So our manufacturing is quite small, which then ups the price, sadly. So until we start selling Ultra Kanes in their tens of thousands, I'm afraid the price will be as it is, and it's just one of those unfortunate things in this industry, basically. And that's why things, electronic things in particular, are so expensive.
Okay, so Ultra Kane is here, you're at Site Village, you'll be at all the exhibitions around the UK, I guess.
Yes.
And as well as that, you can be found online, by call.
They can go to our website, which is www.ultracane.com. or they can telephone us on 01423 359 711 or visit any of the QAC Site Village exhibitions, and we're usually at every single one of them.
Always good to talk to you, Julie.
Oh, and you. It's really nice to see you again.
I'll see you next year.
You will indeed, yes. Thank you very much.